Now, the thing that, these are just some pronunciation items. The thing that children play on, it's a piece of wood on a fulcrum that goes back and forth.
Teeter-totter.
Okay. And the thing that you, after you've eaten a chicken, the bone that everybody wants to get.
Well, the wishbone?
Yeah. Now, what's the ritual surrounding that?
On the wishbone? Well, you wish and you make a wish, two of you make a wish, and you pull the wishbone and break it, and the one's got the largest chunk on it is supposed to get their wish. The other one doesn't get theirs.
Can you remember, either this might relate to yourself or to your family or to the community when you were growing up, did people have superstitions, or do you have superstitions, or is there certain superstitions in this area that everybody
has? Oh, yeah, there were people that had superstitions. Our family wasn't too superstitious, although it would be mentioned, like if a black cat crossed the road in front of you, that, oh, we wish that hadn't happened. Some people would turn around and wouldn't cross, go on, they'd go around the block. And, well, there were other superstitions too, like if your nose itched, somebody was coming to see you, and I can't think of some others right now, but a lot, most of them were good superstitions, not things that were detrimental.
Yeah. If you had to carry a heavy load from one point to another, you were going to tell somebody about it, you might tell them you were going to do what? You were going to do what to that load? You were going to, I was wondering if you'd use the word carry or...
Tote.
Tote? Okay.
Might use the word tote.
Would you ever use a haul?
Yeah, you could use the word haul.
Okay. Would you ever say pack that load? I've got to pack that load.
I've heard it used, but I don't think we would have used it.
Okay. Great. The opposite of a boy, a young boy, is a what?
Girl.
Okay. And if they are dating, she would be called his what?
His girlfriend.
Okay. And if he was taking her to a dance up at the school, he would be called her what?
Escort.
Okay. I'm wondering if, both when you were growing up and now, what kind of local community celebrations or fairs they had in this area?
Okay, well, from the time I can remember, there were dances, house dances. When I first remember, there were house dances, and everybody took their kids along with them to the dance. And they'd make a bed in the corner of the house or wherever they were having it. And the kids would sleep, and the parents would dance till the sun come up. And then later on, there was always the old Woodman Hall here in Ida that they had dances, but later on they had dances at the Woodman Hall, and it wasn't always local, a local orchestra then, where when I was younger it was. In fact, my dad had an orchestra. And then, they had 4th of July celebrations, every Sunday there was a baseball game.
Hmm.
There was always a baseball game.
Hmm.
Up until I was, several years after we were married, I played baseball.
Hmm. Did they ever have anything where they would rope cattle and ride broncos?
The rodeos. They didn't around here, but they did in the larger towns where they had chutes and stuff. I didn't ever did have any chutes, but in Dad's day they had what they called a field day here, and they had rodeo, and they had mock sham battles, they called them. And back
What's
then,
that?
If you rode a bucking horse, you either rode him so that you could ride him back because it was out in the wide open, or you got tossed off, and the horse went wherever he wanted to go because they didn't have any way to stop.